Good morning, a Monday morning and a new year. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, President Donald Trump is heard on tape, a remarkable call, pleading with Georgia's election chief to overturn Joe Biden's win in the state, suggesting in a telephone call that the official find enough votes to hand Trump the victory. The conversation, the latest step in an unprecedented effort by a sitting American president to reverse the outcome of a free and fair election that he lost. He told the Georgia Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, at one point that he wanted him to find 11,780 votes for Trump. Georgia, of course, previously certified that Democratic President-elect Joe Biden won the state by 11,779 votes. Smoking gun, Alan?
Well, yes, it is a smoking gun, and in my mind, it should be impeachable. Of course, that's not going to happen, not with the people in the Senate doing what they're doing, the Republicans. And it's extraordinary because the president is doing exactly what he's accusing the other people of doing. He's cheating. He wants to cheat. He says, find them. That means create them. That means bring them out of nowhere. You know, who would have ever thought we would be in a situation in the United States of America where we have a potential dictator, a man who has said, either, quote, jokingly or not, because as Freud said, there is no joke, that in fact he wanted to serve a third term. And I don't know what we can say, David, except this is the most dangerous spot that the politics of the United States has ever been in, period. We have a potential dictator. We have a man who makes it up as he goes along. You know, David, I've been thinking about this a lot, and I've been arguing with some people, including my wonderful wife, Roselle, who believes that he's a very sick man, which I believe too, by the way, but that he doesn't know what he's doing. He really believes everything he's saying. I, on the other hand, believe he knows exactly what he's saying, that as you've pointed out and others pointed out, this is a Roy Cohn type of move. You know, you deny, you change, you lie. That's what he's doing. And as far as I'm concerned, this is the single, I want to say it one more time, most dangerous place that the United States has ever been in. Because sooner or later, when you have a democracy, when you have people voting their will, a tyrant will come along and try to change all that. And that's what's happening here. So now we have all of the former defense secretaries saying that we cannot have this and that this is a terrible thing. This is unconstitutional. They put out a statement, and that means, of course, that they think this is a terrible spot. You know, David, over this past year and several months, there have been people who telling me that when I said coup, I was wrong. Well, I was right. What he's tried to do is a coup. He's tried to lie his way into another presidency. He's tried to take over. And we see all of the elements of a coup, and now we hear this president wants to use the military in order to gain his reassumption of the presidency, because that's what it is. It is not an election. So, no, I was right. And those who told me to use the word coup was a disgrace just don't know what they're talking about, because this is an attempted coup. We saw it when he crossed Pennsylvania Avenue and used semi-military forces to help him. We saw it when he walked over to that church for that, quote, photo op. It was much more than that. It was a look into the future of how he would assume the presidency. So, David, we are in a terrible position.
And not only that, you have Wednesday's, I don't know what you want to call it, display when the Congress convenes to certify the Electoral College vote, where a number now of Republicans in the House and some senators are saying they'll stand up and object to it.
Well, that's right, David. When we see Brad Raffensperger, the Secretary of State and a Republican, by the way, telling the president off and saying in no uncertain terms that this election was fair and that votes have been counted and recounted, and then we see people so needy that they will create a situation in which they are willing to give up the traditions, the democracy of the United States in order to keep their stinking jobs, it's beyond belief. And that's what's happening right now.
In the meantime, squashed in between these two things is an election in Georgia.
It is. I've always said that it is an uphill climb for the Democrats. You know, the polls, and at this stage of the game, who believes them, say the Democrats are a couple of points ahead. All of this should mean that Americans, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, are so appalled by what's happening and just can read the history books as to what was attempted here or what succeeded here, that they will go out and they will vote for the Democratic candidates. It's that simple. But whether they will or not, we don't know. And we have this with the background of Dr. Fauci talking now again about these pandemic deaths in the United States are real. because the President of the United States says they're exaggerated. Well, yes, I think they're exaggerated. I think a lot of people are dying who are not seen as having the virus. So, yes, it's exaggerated, all right, but not the way he means.
And we're just coming out of the Christmas, New Year, holiday season, and we're now awaiting, as Dr. Fauci says, we haven't seen it yet, another wave. Just as an anecdotal, the capital region right here in New York is one of the highest in the state right now at 10%.
And you know, David, as you say, anecdotal, but it really isn't. These are bodies. These are people who are coming into the hospitals. These are the people who are overcrowding what we have in terms of facilities. So we know that this is real, and we know Fauci has been exemplary in telling the truth, as has Governor Cuomo. And it is something that is beyond anything we could have envisioned or believed.
And keep going back to this, but what happens ultimately to the Republican Party? Is there going to be a reckoning between the base and the more moderate side of the party? Will it survive? What happens?
Well, David, you know, we saw the elections in the United States Senate. People voted against Trump, but they didn't vote against their Republican senators. So that may tell you a lot about what's really going on here. People are saying it's Trump that we have problems with, not our Republicans, and our Republican philosophy needs to be upheld, and we're going to vote Republican. Do I like it? No, because I think that the senators, especially those who are holding up their hands in defense of Trump right now, ought to be punished electorally, but they're not being. And it tells you that there is this division in the Republican Party.
Political Observer, Alan Chartok with us.